Last night, the circus opened on a pier in New York City, but this one wasn't for children. The adult-oriented show, Absinthe, bills itself as acro-burlesque. It features racy contortionists, trapeze artists, and torture singers. But the act that brings the house down is perhaps the least risque, a 40-something couple on roller skates. He's dressed as a lounge singer, she's in hot pants, and they whip around the tiny stage like a human centrifuge, swinging out inches from the audience. Producer Vallejo Gantner remembers the first time he saw them perform.
You feel like the wheels of the skate are going to take off the top of your forehead. They're so close, and she's spinning around horizontally while he's twirling vertically, and you just think you're not going to survive.
I stopped by the circus tent last week as the couple was making sure their round skating stage was perfectly level. But even before the show, they ham it up.
Ladies and gentlemen, I present to you now, from England, the Skating Willers. My name is very, very English, very British, Jean-Pierre Poissonnet.
And my name is Wanda Poissonnet.
Now, why does it have to be level?
Our table, if you notice, is a little bit concave. So when I'm looking in the air, I've got a feeling of where I'm centralized rather than be looking down at the floor all the time.
So you never look down?
If I look down, there's something going wrong.
They lace up their old-fashioned four-wheel skates, then step up on a tiny stage and start to spin until their skates are a blur. Then Wanda is lifted into the air. That is absolutely terrifying when you're standing right next to it.
Well, we're going at like about a half speed for you today because the public aren't in yet.
If you see the show, it is filled with very young, very agile dancers and acrobats and such. Mm-hmm. And how do I put this nicely? You're a little bit more from the vaudeville tradition.
Yes, roughly. We could be their mothers and fathers, actually. Not grandparents. No. Come on. We like to be known as the dinosaurs of variety.
Well, you actually come from a circus family. Describe to me where you came from.
Yeah, well, my father was a roller skater, and he went away to join the circus. And then I was born, and I was brought up doing clowning, acrobatics. Everything that you would think a circus child would have done, I did. And then I met Wanda, and then we were once married, and now we're divorced. So there's another thing that that people find a little difficult to comprehend. But we've been together now for 25 years.
Most divorced people don't even talk to each other, do they? We actually work together. We've got so much trust together, it's ridiculous. I put my life in his hands every single show we do.
Have you ever dropped her or sent her to the audience?
Oh, yes.
Let me just put it into context. Not recently. I've broken her ankle, four ribs, dislocated her shoulder twice, and put her head into the lights one time, but apart from that, nothing.
And the ankle? Did you not say the ankle?
So watch out in the first row. Or the second, or maybe the third even.
Jean-Pierre Poissonnet and his ex-wife, Wanda Poissonnet, perform their skating act with the show Absinthe in New York City through September.